You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning it was announced that the hoiho, the yellow-eyed penguin, would be the definitive best bird in New Zealand, at least until next year. Voting for Forest and Birds NZ Bird of the Year competition closed last night and was by all accounts a pretty close call. The hoiho emerged victorious, however, and I spoke with Megan from Forest and Bird about the competition and its role in New Zealand's conservation.
For those who haven't heard already, could you tell me a bit about this year's winner of Bird of the Year?
Well, it's really exciting this year because for the first time ever, a seabird has won Bird of the Year. So Bird of the Year has been running for 14 years and we've never had a seabird win before. And so this year it was the hoiho team that took out Bird of the Year 2019.
What was your personal favourite out of the birds that were running?
Well, I'm not sure that I'm allowed to have a personal favourite because we run the competition, but as long as you promise not to tell anyone, I have a soft spot for the modest little fern bird, which is one of our sweet, little-known forest birds.
The hoiho seems to have had a pretty big backing during its campaign. I've seen shirts and tote bags and signs. So I guess my question is, did the hoiho buy out the election?
You know, the hoiho team have been working on their campaign for 2 months before the voting period started. So I don't think there's any doubt that the hoiho was considered a bit of an underdog, especially, you know, given the sort of media star qualities that the kākāpō brought to the competition. Kākāpō, you know, of course, one of New Zealand's most high-profile birds, and they've had a massive year this year with their biggest breeding record, their biggest breeding success on record, but also, you know, the very scary respiratory disease that started spreading through their population and ended up putting a lot of them in hospital and even killing a few of our precious kākāpō. So, no, I don't think hoiho could be accused of having bought the competition, but they certainly did a great job with their merchandise and their online campaigning. You know, they were even wearing yellow-eyed penguin suits down to the cruise ships to try and get more votes. So I think really this one comes down to hard work and creating a great profile for a really special bird.
That's great. So this Bird of the Year campaign has been going on for a few years now, and it feels like it's really resonated with people. Everybody I talk to seems to have their own opinion on the best bird. How did it start? What was the idea behind this?
Well, it started 14 years ago. A forest and birder, Helen Bain, created the concept as a bit of a riff on a general election that was happening at the time. And, you know, it just sort of seemed to capture people's imagination in a way, you know, that I guess conservation can be pretty serious and kind of heartbreaking at times as well, because, you know, people are sort of aware that most New Zealand birds are not doing well in the wild. 80% of our birds are really struggling for survival, so that's quite serious. And I think Bird of the Year gives an opportunity for people to celebrate, you know, the positive stories and just talk about our birds in a context which is positive and fun. And so I think that's kind of part of where it all came from, is just that kind of fun competition and the chance to talk about our birds in a way that celebrates their good news stories.
As you were saying, I mean, a lot of the birds on the website are marked as being in some sort of trouble. That includes the hoiho. I mean, why is it that so many of our birds are in some sort of danger?
Yeah, it's pretty serious in New Zealand. You know, we've got rats, possums and stoats are eating our forest birds, and at sea we've got climate change, and, you know, even fishing is a problem for our seabirds. So only 1 in 5 of New Zealand bird species are actually doing okay. A third of them are really scarily close to extinction, and then there's all the ones in between who are not doing well. So yeah, it's a bit of a worry. Humans have some pretty serious impacts on our native birds as well. So, you know, things like cats have been caught out clearing out banded dotterel breeding colonies just this week. Someone's pet cat has been filmed prowling around a banded dotterel colony waiting for the eggs to hatch so it can help itself to all those little chicks that are literally defenseless. You know, they sit on the ground and they're not evolved at all to deal with introduced predators like hedgehogs or cats or rats or stoats. On the other hand, you know, for the hoiho itself, we've got disturbance from humans. You know, there's a lot of tourists and you know, even locals down there who are probably, some of them are getting a bit closer than they should. We've got climate change affecting food distribution. And then there's things like fishing with bottom trawling affecting the penguin foraging habitat where they hunt for fish, and things like set netting, which can catch the hoiho themselves. So, you know, all of those things are something that, you know, we really need to start looking seriously at if we want these precious little birds to survive into the future.
It seems like there's a lot that needs to change if we're to effectively protect these species. Where do we start and what needs to change?
Well, you know, we know what we need to do to protect these birds, and it's not hard. It comes down to having the will to do it. You know, I think it's generally accepted that set netting is an indiscriminate form of fishing, which catches everything, including fish. So, you know, would it be that difficult to transition to a different form of fishing, or at least put cameras or observers on those boats so we can really get a proper handle on what's happening out there at sea? You know, if we don't know the scientific data, then there's definitely not much we can do about it. But there are some things that we can do something about. And so, you know, putting cameras on boats would be a great start, or maybe transitioning away from set netting, which we know is a problem for all penguin species, not just hoiho. You know, and for people who don't fish, we all have an impact as well. So when you take your dog for a walk on the beach, put it on a leash. Dogs are the number one killer of little blue penguins in Wellington City, at least, and they're certainly a problem around the rest of the country as well. And, you know, pet cats have a terrible impact on the environment. One, you know, as I was saying earlier, one pet cat has cleared out a colony of banded dotterel in Wellington. So that's definitely something that we can all play a hand in. Is, you know, it's pretty simple. Keep your cat indoors at night time, or maybe even rethink, you know, next time you're thinking about getting a pet, maybe a cat is not the right pet to get if you live near a forest or near the seashore.
And birds are definitely not the only area in need of conservation. We're also seeing a lot of threats to our waterways and oceans, for example.
Yeah, so all of these things are connected. You know, the environment doesn't stop. It cycles round and round. Sedimentation is a big problem. It starts upstream. Forestry and farming and urban development all create sedimentation, which flows into our rivers and then out to sea. And when that, you know, it's basically mud. When that lands on the sea floor, it buries important habitats like mussel beds or fishing grounds, and that's where our sea animals, including penguins, go to forage for food. So, yeah, New Zealand has some pretty big environmental issues around looking after our environment, and yeah, I think that's something that everyone can play a part in.
Bird of the Year seems to be a nice way to get people to start thinking about conservation. What are your hopes from here? How do you want people to progress in that regard?
I think Bird of the Year is just such a great way for people to engage in the environment and learn more about the really unique and special animals that we have here in New Zealand. You know, hoiho is the world's rarest penguin, and we're lucky enough to have it in mainland New Zealand. So, you know, that's just one bird. We've got hundreds of nearly 200 native birds, and most of those are only found in New Zealand. So Bird of the Year is just a great way for people to learn more about those birds, what they need to keep them safe. And as for the future, you know, onwards and upwards, bigger and better. This year we had close to 50,000 people voting. You know, next year let's make it 60,000, and who knows in subsequent years where we might go with it.
That's great. So I guess I'll finish off by asking, what are the chances of getting an Insect of the Year, or maybe an Ocean Dweller of the Year?
You know, never say never. You know, there's certainly a lot of spin-offs from Bird of the Year. There's Dirtbag Bird of the Year is being run actually by the spin-off. There's an Australian Bird of the Year has started in the wake of New Zealand's Bird of the Year. And, you know, there's a movement to have an Extinct Birds of the Year. There's people have talked about having a Bat of the Year, but New Zealand's only got two native bats, so that would be a pretty simple competition to run. You know, all of our animals are special, and anything that brings them increased profile and greater understanding would be absolutely fantastic.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.